Ratzaraya, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov hi Shma Mina. That we have to say the Stam Mishnayos in the Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, not according to Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Yehuda Shita, the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azara. And this Stam Mishnah here in Midas, when it says the Cheshbon is exactly where the Mizbeach was, it's Mashma Reib of it was on Durham's side of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if the Stam Mishnah does not go according to Reb Yehuda, we had the original kasha before. Why does the Stam Mishnah say that the bottom kaisel of the Mizrach side had to be low and not high? It was only elevated 19 and a half amis. So there it is, the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. That he held there was another three milus there by the Duchin. So it was another amr and a half tall. So therefore, if the bottom wall would have been high, the Kohen cannot see through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. Therefore, it's very good that the Stam Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. All right, now we'll see the Rashi's here. Yeah, Rashi says now, HaKevesh Ramizbeach. Rashi says before, B'lei Pirish Achshav Mokim Ponish Ben Kevesh L'Koytzel. Right now, it doesn't explain how far on the side was the Kevesh away from the wall, from the southern wall, Shel Azorah. Well, the Sefer Ketanah, at the end it says, like with those 20 extra 25 Amis, was divided between that and the Nensin. The Yachshav Moinav Oilach Min Hadorim Letzofen, that Min HaMizbeach L'Tabois, Kavuyim Bekarka Beis HaMitzvachayim, they had a lot of rings there, on the floor of the where they used to shech the animals. She Betzofen HaMizbeach, She Noisnen Ben Savori Behemis, they used to put the neck of the animal, Kishe Shechtim Kodshe Kadoshim She Shechitosim Betzofen. A Kodesh Kadoshim, the Shechita had to be on the north side, so they used to have these Tabois, these rings there, where would they put them? Now, after the rings were the Shechonis, Shaleim Adichin Korvei Kodeshim. They used to wash off the insides of the Kodeshim. Nensin, Amudim, like poles, Nemuchim Hatkuyim Bekarkov, Yunkulias, Shalbarza Kuyim Behem. They had like hooks made out of metal coming out of them. Shebehem Teilem Esabehem Lahavshit. They used to hang up the meat there before they would skin it, take the skin off it. The Hamois, now the leftover, Mimeyo Shleshim Chomish from the 135 Amis, Shelo, Nimnakan, Omokim Ashachonesh, Lehutzvech Lafarish, Shiroch from the first Pasefi Cheskel, Oysomoidiv Chokeyo, Chetzib Ladurim, Minakabish Lakoisel, this left over between the Nensin and the Kaisom, the Chetzil Omokim and Nensin. Half was for the, in between the Keves and the Kaisom, and half was for the Mokim and Nensin. So it comes out clearly, according to this Tam Mishnah of Midas, that Ruba de Mizbeach Padurim Koi, the Feminian Zeh, Shrechatzi Rechav Hazorish Shishim Veshiva, exactly smack in the middle of 67, Vachatz in half Amis. Ugechatitin v'em mikoisol tzvoinis, l'nensin. When you go the other way, let's start from the north side to the south side. First you add the mokum of the nensin, Shemoin 8, min anensin l'shechonis dalet, hare yud beis. Umokim dalet shechonis du eitzel zu, ein apokos medal lis 4. Vein ho yuchesh shechonis adam b'shkolim. Nisun dalet brosh du 4. So there was 17, hare tez zayin, another 16. Umishom l'taboyis arbo. Harei Chof, you have 20. Umokim Ataboyis Chavdal Harei Mem Dalet. Minataboyis Umizveyaches Harei Nun Beis. Umokim Hanensin Yudamis. Umach Tzuchatz Yodif Hanishim. So the kids, when you go start counting from the north side down to the south side, you see before you get Kamat halfway, you do not have the Mizbeach there. The Mizbeach was first Kamat Rovavit was on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see clearly, the Stam Mishnah of Midas does not come out according to Reb Yehuda. So therefore we're back to the first Teretz. How do we answer? How does the Stam Mishnah of Midas go? It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. So therefore that was the terrace to the first Gemara's Kasha, that there's no steer exactly where was the Lishka, where they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, even though the Mishnah in Tomid says it was Tzvainis Marovis, and then in the Mishnah in Midas it says it was Marovis Droimis. There's no steer, because the Mishnah of Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And the Stam Mishnah told me that's the Stam Mishnah, not according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Therefore, there's no Stira. Yeah, just the last Rashi again on the Yud Zayin. And the Gemara says again, El Olam Shema Mino, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Shema Mino. It's a Rashi that the Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So Rashi says, what? Therefore, you cannot see through the Pesach of the Mizrach, the Pesach of the Heichol, because it was covered up with an extra Milo, not with the Mizbeach. Why the Shemini of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? We know that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita is a Perish Lishi. The Yom HaKulam Mizbeach v'Dorim Koi. The whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Yemsa. Therefore, the Stam Mishnah comes out good according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. to chol chatzi chalala Pesach megula, and the whole chalal, the opening of the Pesach of the Pesach shel ulam was opened up. Said Rashi, the Ikashi, he asked a question, Henchim, took Mustam Namidis, Aliba, how could this Sefan Estam Mishnah? According to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Hoshamina Mehostomo, Sherekolam is Beach, Shev Amis Betsofen. The Cheshbim we came out so far, the seven Amis should be on the Tsofen side. Yeshekolam is Beach, Shev Amis Betsofen. According to the Cheshbim we just came out now, the Mizbeach should be seven Amis on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash. And Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Shita is the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side. So Rashi says, Lakokokokapurush, you can answer that also. It's like this. With the Cheshbim we said so far, we said there was a 25 Amos left over. So far we wanted to divide it in half and say like 12 and a half was from the Kaisel to the Kevish, and 12 and a half for the Nensin. And according to this Cheshbim, if you have 12 and a half for the Mizbeach, then it comes out 7 Amos of the Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis Hamikdash. So the kasher is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it says the whole thing was on the Durham side. So Rashi says, "Hakochachin meforshim." This is the way you can answer according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that before the cheshmer was highly eschwe mechom mishamis, we had 25 amos left over. Shatanoi saying Shane ben Akevus lekoysel elo chomishamis. I tell you, just put 5 umachts and a half amos. Just out of those 25, just take 5 and a half amos was between the koysel and the kevus. Now the Akevish for Yehamizbeach was Shishim Ushtayim. So what do you have together? Yehamizbeach Kula B'Dorim Koi. Then you have 62 and 5 and a half, or 67 and a half, which is that was exactly smack in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash, or the width-wise. Therefore the whole Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, of the Beis Hamikdash. That's what you could say. The Kula Kenegadim Tzoy Yazoro. The Yamoysa Kula L'mokam Enensin. And the rest of the 25, the other 19 and a half, that you can put on the Mokam HaNensin. That's the way you can answer, so everything comes out very good according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That the whole Mizbeach Tak was on the Dorim side of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore comes out good that the Stam Mishnah of Midas comes out according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Yud Zayin. That Yud Zayin. So where comes out noch more that Rav Ador braid Rav Yitzchok Omar, he wants to say another teretz. It's the original stira. The original stira was between Mesechta Midas and Mesechta Tomit. There was a Shiloh, where again was that Lishcha that they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomit. Everybody holds, we're talking about these four Lishchoyas that are over here by the Beis HaMukad had four corners to it. On the Beis HaMukad there were four Lishchoyas. The Shiloh, which Lishcha, which one of the top one? Was it the right top one or the left top one? Where they had the Lishcha for the Tloy. So that was the Stira, Mishne Tomid, Mesechta Tomid. Mesechta Tomid said it was Sofin Marovis, it was the right upper corner. And Mesechta Midas said it was Marov Dorim, it was on the left upper corner. So first we had a Teretz to say was that Mesechta Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That was the most Teretz up until now. Shema Amino, that's the way before it goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, and the other Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, not according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Now Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchok, what's the name of the Teretz? Rav Ada b'Rei Rav Yitzchok Omer, Hai Lishcha, this room that they used to keep the Toloyim, used to keep the sheep, for the Korban HaTomid, it depends, at Tzuyei Maktziyah. It was like away from each corner, it wasn't directly in each corner. Really, it would look like it was in both corners. It looked like it was on the northwest corner, and it also looked like it was in the southwest corner. Those top two corners, it looked like it was in both of them. Now, do you all see mitzofen? Whoever comes on the tzofen on the north side is mitzchata lebedorim. If you come on the north side, it looks to you like the lishcha is more towards the other side, it's more towards the south side. Or do you all see midorim? Somebody coming on the south side, mitzchata lebedorim. It looks as if it was on the north side. But the pshat was, there's no stira between Mesechta Tomid and Mesechta Midas. Even though in Mesechta Tomid it says it was more towards the Tzofen, it was on the northwest side, and in Mesechta Midas it says it was on the southwest side, but there it says it was one room. Now that room was like in between, and it depends which side you looked at, it looked like it was on the other side. And now the Gemara says, Umestavra, really, which corner was it really? Tiba Marovis Droy Mesevi. Really it looked, really, it was on Marav Dorim. Really, it was on the west-south side, like it says in Mesechta Midas. That's the real pshat. Even though Masechta Tomid, it says it was on the Tzvoinim, Marovis, it was on the northwest side, not that it was really on the northwest side, but it just wasn't altogether on the south side. Therefore, somebody looking by Dorim, to him it looked like it was on Tzofen. But really, really, there's no Machlekes, and really, really, what it says in Masechta Midas, that it was Marovis Dromis, that's the Emes Ateretz. Hey, so Mistavra Diva Marovis Dromis Evi. Really, really, this Lishka, this corner, the one that had the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, was on the south-west side. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Why do you say this for? Midiramina lechem aponim alechem aponim. Like, we'll soon ask the question, where was that Lishcha, where was that room that they made the lechem aponim? Like, this was also one of these four rooms. One of these four rooms from the big base Samoikad was at all corners. It had another Lishcha, another room. Now, one room was the Lishcha Tloyim, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid. Another room we had before was the Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. Now, it's also a stira to exactly which Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. And we're going to answer it soon, see. We'll soon answer it. Now, we're saying that me, the Raminim, Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, since we have a question, a stira, to exactly which room, which corner did they use to make Lechem Aponim? O Mishaninon, and we're still going to answer it. And according to this terrace, it comes out very good if the Marov is Dremis, if the west-south side, that was the room where they had the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid. If that was the room where the Tloyim were, the sheep were, then it's very good. There'll be no steer exactly where the Lechem upon him either was. Like we'll soon say. We'll soon see. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, in the middle of the Gemara, in the middle of the Lamed. Rav Achab Rav Yitzchok Omar, to answer the stira between the Masechta Tomid and the Masechta Midas, exactly in which corner was this room that they had the Tloyim, so he says, B'shteyal Maktsoyis Niris. Really, it looked like it was in both corners. Sha'aruchi was very long. V'yoymed Esper Marav. It stood like it was on the Marav, on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. Omarechas Letzad HaTzofen V'dorim. It was a very long room, and it looked a little bit like it was on the north side, and a little bit like it was on the south side. It was really near Taka both corners. It was Taka near the north corner, and it was near the south corner. So Melu Diyasi Mitzof, and somebody looking at it on the north side, Mitzchazilei, it looks to him, Shemeshucha Letzad Dorm, it looks like it's facing, going along towards Dorm, towards the south side, Yeser. It looks like it's more on the southwest side. Well, the Yosemite Dorm, somebody standing on the Dorm on the south side, Mishchatele Mishuch, it looks like it's very long, Letzatzofen. It looks like this room is on the north side. And so therefore, there's no stira. It looked like it was on both corners. And really, where was it? The Mistavra de Marov is Jeroimis heavy. The story is that really it was on the Marov Dorm, on the southwest side. Tfei, it was more on the south side than it was on the north side. Omoy de Botani de Tomit. Even though in the Masechta Tomid it said it was more Tetzofin, it was on the north side, but that time was also Moida, that really, really, it was on the Durham side. El Denoket Sidra. No, it says it the way it was, Midurham Tetzofin, the way you would go from Durham to Tetzofin, Mishazle, somebody standing by Durham, to him it would look as if it's more towards the Tetzofin side. That's why it says in the Masechta Tomid that it was on the Tetzofin side, even though really, really it was more towards the Durham side. Just if somebody was standing on the south side, to him it would look as if it's so long, it reaches the north side. Mishazile derech iluchan. Kilahu b'tzofen. Looks as if it was tzofen. So that's another terrace that there's no stira between the two mishnayisin of Tomid and Midas. Really, this was a nice long room. It was on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMukad here. And even though really it was more towards Dorim, but it also looked like it was towards tzofen. So if a Masechta Tomid says it was on tzofen, and Masechta Midas says it was on Dorim, but there's no stira. Now, why do we say this teretz for? Midiramina lechem aponim. Well, soon he asked the stira exactly which room, which corner was used to make the lechem aponim in. Tevesalka daita, shumayna voila derech yimin. The other meaning is, we say there were four lishchois there, and we're going to count them the right way. Derech yimin. Like go from one corner to another corner, a right turn always make. So how do you have a right turn? Go mitzofon, go lamarif, go right. If you're holding by the north side, go up to the west side. Or Marav Ladorum, from the west side go to the south side. Or Midorum Lemizrach, from the south go to the east. So how do we have the Cheshbon now? It starts off saying, the Lishchas HaTloyim B'Tzvoynes Marovis. As the Masechta Tomid, it says that what's in the Tzofim Marav, what's in the north west corner, that's the Lishcha would have the Tloyim. Now, Lish Bitzvainis Marovis. Then it says what was in Sofin Marovis.
Now
Lishchas Hatloyim Bitzvainis Marovis. Right, Lishchas Hatloyim was in Tzvainis Marovis. Lishchas Hachasomis, where was the room where they gave out the receipts if you want to buy the flour with the shemin? But Marovis Dremis. That was on the west, south side. Lishchas Beis Talmukud, where was the room where they had a small fire always burning there? That was the Dremis Mizrochis. That was on the east, south side. Lishchas Lechem Aponim. Oh, now where was the last Lishcha that made the Lechem Aponim? According to Masechta Tomer, it comes out, it was Dremis Mizrochis. It was on the... Lechem Aponim in Mizrochis Svainis. It was on Mizroch Sof, it was on the east, north side. Now, so that's what's Masha from Masechta Tomer. From a Sechta Thomas Mashma, which Lishcha was the Lechem Aponim, it was the bottom right side, it was Mizrochis Tzvoinis. Now, they had Ramin in the law, now the Gemara asked the question, Estira, Masnitzin de Midas. Then the Mishnah in Midas is not Mashma like that. Diktoni, in the Mishnah in Midas, it says, Duroimis Mizrochis. He hoist Lishcha's Lechem Aponim. You know which room was used for Lechem Aponim? The Duroimis Mizrochis, the southeast side. So there's another steer of the Chura between the Mishnayis and the Tomid that's Mashma, the Lechem Aponim was made in the Mizrochis Tzvoinis on the east, north side, and the Masechta Midas is Mashma. No, the room that they used for Lechem Aponim was on Dorim Mizrach. So here is the Stira. Or Mishanin, and on this we want to give a Torah to say, no, again, there's no Stira between Masechta Tomid and Masechta Midas. Or Mishanin, what does the Gemara say? Or Mishanin, Omer Afuna Breda Yeshua, Mar Kochoshiv Derech Yimin. One Masechta is going, you count the right way, make a right turn. And the other Masechta is taking, counting it, Derech Smil, make a left turn. Rashi says, Omer Shaninen, Omer Afuna Bret of Yeshua, Tana de Midas, the Masechta, Tana for Midas, that says that Lechem Aponim was on Mizrach Judorim, was on the east south side. Kochosh of Derech Yimin, he always goes, make a right turn, go around the corners, right way. To the forest Bedja, the cause of Lomani goes to Cheshbon to say, Midorim Lemizrach, from south to east, or Mimizrach Letzofen, from east to north, or Mitzofen Lemarav, from north to west, or Mimarav Ledorim. Now, Verbo Lahakir Sov Kol Abayis Omakir Derech Yimin, Mibachutz, whoever wants to go around and go the right way, on the right turn, Zel Seda HaKfosoi. This is the Seda. So this is the way Mesechta Midas goes. Omas Nisan the Tomid, now the mission of Tomid, the Leipirish Midi, Ikul Meimah Derech Smol Monu. It doesn't say exactly its Cheshbin, how does it count it, the Masechta Tomid. Vesula Tikshu Midi, Mehashta. And now you won't have any Kasha. If you go around the left way, then they'll both come out to be the exact same Lishkam. They'll both be on Mizrach Dorim. Just Masechta Midis is going around the right way, and Masechta Tom is going around the left way. So now there won't be any Stira. So the Gemara says, Amakachosh Derech Smol. Mother this. Iyamrit will be very good. Iyamrit.